And we presented this at the June 4th Heron Committee report. Okay? The enforcement met in Danvers on issues related to Heron Amendment 4. Laurie Steele presented the management measures being entertained and the enforcement issues being resolved under Amendment 4. Regarding maximum retention, net slippage, the committee had a lengthy discussion all morning and approved the following. That as an option to address slippage, an affidavit be created for slippage, dumping events, and being signed under penalty and perjury, the penalty of perjury. When an observer is present, the event would be fully documented in with photographs. This affidavit would contain the reason for the slippage, the estimated amount of quantity and species composed of dumped fish, and the location of and time of dumped fish. The committee then approved by consensus the options to improve at-sea monitoring as follows. Provide observers with a safe sampling platform, approved and considered enforceable. Provide assistance in obtaining basket samples and sorted discards, approved but not, the committee felt this was not enforceable. Bring the cart end aboard whenever possible and open it for the observer to inspect. This was not approved because of the committee felt that this would be some safety issues and it would take the decision out of the pilot house. Am I reading going along okay, or do you want to stop and ask questions?
No, I think I was just asking Paul. So this is a report that the council asked the enforcement committee to look at these issues.
Right.
And you reported out to the Heron
Committee.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I'll turn to Frank or Lori and ask, are we going to cover these issues during the Heron discussion tomorrow?
See Lori in the back. It was discussed at the Heron Committee. I don't know if it'll come up in tomorrow's discussion. It's going to depend on, we've got four motions. It's going to depend on how those motions go.
Did the committee make motions relevant to the report from the enforcement committee?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
Okay. I was just asking. Lori, Rodney, why don't you keep going?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, the next bullet was provide accurate details about why a bag may be partially dumped or slipped. Accommodating the first motion and above and was enforceable. Provide observer notice when pumping may be coming to an end. Accommodate, this accommodated in the first motion and is enforceable. Okay, the committee discussed options to improve at-sea monitoring. Captain McGinnis proposed a consensus for the committee to discuss. The enforcement committee strongly recommends against the last item on the top of page 7 that all fish must be pumped aboard at the end of each catch and can be sampled because of safety reasons. Again, this takes the decision out of the hands of the master. That was the main concern of this. The enforcement committee consensus was clarified that if all fish must be pumped aboard, is going to include, this should be included in the amendment, and the Heron Committee should get some advice from NOAA General Counsel to the wording, as such as the safety conditions. Regarding elimination of the VMS power down provisions, the committee's consensus was support eliminating the VMS power down provisions. To address the transfer at sea, the consensus on opinion one was restrict transfers to only limited access directed fishery vessels, Heron category A and B. This was enforceable, but the committee felt that it wasn't enforceable on the smaller vessels, like the bait vessels. Option two would prohibit transfers of non-herring permitted vessels. But given the number of recreational boats that could get open access herring permits, thus allowing them to buy a bag, the committee consensus was prohibit transfers to non-herring permitted vessels is not enforceable. Prohibiting that wasn't enforceable. Finally, the committee reached no consensus on option number three, transfers at sea, which would use measures similar to the small mesh multi-species. The limit on transfer amounts would be written, and a receipt would be required. The committee then discussed dockside monitoring and the questions on top of page 8, the presentation of video-based electronic monitoring. The committee agreed that video-based electronic monitoring may have some applications in this fishery and preferred testing through a pilot program first before requiring this technology across the entire fleet. And the last thing was Massachusetts may end it. This was brought up by Andy. Andy brought this up. Andy Cohen, that Massachusetts may end its joint enforcement agreement, resulting in the loss of vital service dockside patrol. OLE has 30 agents and who concentrate on investigations, and dockside monitoring was done by Massachusetts agents. The committee unanimously approved that the following motion, that the council sends a letter to the governor of Massachusetts requesting continuation of the joint agreement on enforcement. And I think that letter has already been sent, correct? No. That's it. Maybe you have anything to add? That's my report, Mr. Chairman.
You did a good job covering all the highlights of the report that's in our binder. And as I said, we'll bring these up under herring to the extent that they're raised during the herring discussion or through the report from the chair. Dave Gaethel.
Yeah, just as a follow-up to that, maybe a relatively fine distinction, but the committee was asked to comment on whether something was enforceable, not whether it was a desired management measure or not. So all we did is comment on whether it was enforceable or unenforceable. So saying something's enforceable in no way means that they endorsed it as the final management measure, or saying that it was unenforceable meant that it was a killer either. So it was just so the full council understands the limits under which the comments were made.
Dave. Paul Howard.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. If I could ask Andy Cohen if, in fact, the service has sent a letter to Massachusetts or anything that we might endorse what they've done rather than us taking the lead.
Any other questions for Rodney? Okay. Thank you, Rodney. Moving on to the next agenda item. Paul, another bite?
Well, I think the Enforcement Committee has asked us to send a letter. Lou, is the letter in the binder? And what does the council want to do with the letter?
Andy had drafted a letter which states the specifics of the amounts and the number of people that are involved in the state programs. You want me to read through that, or?
Is it in the binder, Lou?
It's not in the binder, no.
And we're not going to discuss it. If we wanted it to be approved, it would have to be in front of everyone to approve it.
All right.
Okay, moving on. Review of experimental fishery permit applications, tab 14.